Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I think we're going to have a great show. Today, we are welcoming Franklin County Coroner Dr. Anahi Ortiz. We're going to get to her in just a minute. Before I get started with the show, though, let me remind you that if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. And also, you may or may not know that I'm in the Clintonville Rotary Club, and we are trying to help our community by beautifying it, and we give away free dictionaries to kids, and we do the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and Duckling Day, and movies in the park, and all that. Well, we're trying to raise some money to be able to do more of that. And what we have is a calendar. It's called a Win with Rotary calendar. It costs $20, but really what it is 366 chances to win money. All right, so every day you can win at least $20, sometimes $100, and on Christmas Day of next year, $500. They cost $20, so if you would call my office at 262-9588 and place your order, that would be awesome. Okay, so as I said, we have Dr. Anahi Ortiz, and today's topics are going to include how dental records are used to identify a body, the typical day of a coroner, what happens to a body that can't be identified, and more. So let me introduce Dr. Ortiz. She was born in New York, New York, graduated from the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education, a six-year BS MD program at City College of New York. She then received her medical degree from Downstate Medical College in Brooklyn. Dr. Ortiz decided on pediatrics as her focus and did her residency at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan. How did we get you away from New York City? You spent your whole time there.
Good morning. let's see. I actually came here roundabout. I was in Washington State for a while, but came here. They advertised for a post at Nationwide Children's Hospital, which was not nationwide at the time. And I was looking for an area to raise my children.
Oh, how many children?
I have three.
Three children. Mm-hmm. All right. And Columbus is a wonderful city to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very affordable. Lot of activities for children. It's just a wonderful place to raise your child.
Yeah. So how does a pediatrician, which is what you are by training, become the coroner? How did that happen?
I actually was an acquaintance of the previous coroner.
Dr. Elaine Gorniak?
Dr. Jan Gorniak.
Oh, Jan Gorniak.
Yeah.
I said it wrong. Uh-huh. Thank you.
And we worked together at the Social Security office doing some medical work, and she knew she was leaving and was looking for someone to replace her, and there were people putting their hats in the ring. She asked if I would put my hat in the ring. I deferred at least a couple of times.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I wasn't sure, you know, just as you said, how does a pediatrician, you know, I wasn't sure I could do this. And she wanted to make sure there was someone in place that would carry on the community outreach that she had started. So I was, in her point of view, I was the perfect person. So I put my hat in the ring and went through the whole vetting process, interviews, and became coroner, was appointed coroner last November, almost a year ago, a little bit over a year ago.
Right.
And I'll be running for the position 2016.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's an elected position.
Yes, it is.
All right. So I wonder how voters find out whether they want this or that person to be their coroner. What kind of information is out there? You know how you have the League of Women Voters for issues and things. And you know what I do for, say, judges, which we all struggle with, too. I imagine you do, too. Well, no, yes. Your husband's an attorney, so you probably have some inside track, right, info?
A little bit.
I usually ask my attorney, I said, hey, what do you think of this person, that guy, that gal? And that's how I do my research, but for Corner. But I'll tell you what, from what I've been reading and what we're going to hear today, it seems to me like you're the perfect candidate because... Let's go to that. So, for example, well, first of all, what do you think your most important role as the Franklin County Coroner is? And I think I know, but I thought I'd hear from you.
Administering the mission of the office.
Okay.
So I think that's the most important role. The second is, in addition to that, is the outreach.
Outreach. Of it. That's exactly what I thought was going to be, yes.
The use of the office and our statistics to improve our community.
So you're doing a little bit like what dentists have been doing for years, which is we're trying to put ourselves out of business with fluoride and having people come more often for cleanings and all of that prevention. And so, you know, I've had, it's funny because when I was in dental school, somebody said to me, well, you think there's still going to be a need for dentists by the time you graduate? And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, because you guys are trying to put yourself out of business. And I said, well, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of people still don't brush. They still don't do what they're supposed to do. So I think I'll always have patience. But one of the things you work hard on is preventing suicide.
Right, right.
And that would be putting yourself out of business too. But no, tell me about that.
Actually, there are a couple of things. I think my big focus right now is the heroin crisis.
Oh.
But yes, the suicide was earlier this year that actually one of the commissioners came to myself and Adam H. and asked us to look into the suicide rates here in Franklin County. So we formed a suicide work group and looked at the suicide rates and numbers and the different agencies that are involved in suicide here in Franklin County. And that continues. I think there's a branch of it that we would like to start working more on, and that would be case reviews. For that, I've contacted a legislator,
right,
to see if we can get the group, suicide review group, sanctioned as confidential so we can share records. At this point, we can't do that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't know how to fix the problem if you don't completely understand the problem, and...
Yes.
That will help if you can
right.
get the data.
Right.
Right, right, right. You know, I'm a dentist, and so I always want to kind of tie dentistry in a little bit. And tell me if I'm right or wrong, but is one of the most important tools in identifying a fire victim dental records?
It can be, yes. Some fire victims aren't totally skeletonized.
Right, right. But I mean, you're going to, in some cases, you don't have fingerprints.
Right. Actually, the best form of identification would be visual. And you know, what's interesting now is so many people have tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That even if the face is unrecognizable, portions of the body, the hands we can't take, the trunk many times is still visible.
Okay.
And we can actually use tattoos. For example, this is one that you've probably been reading recently. Fortunately, the decedent who was found in the park this week was identified on Friday, and that was through tattoos.
Wow.
And it's the constellation of tattoos, because some tattoos are pretty common, mm-hmm. or whatever, but it's the constellation of tattoos, so a tattoo in the chest, a tattoo in the back, on the arm. And that's many times that's how we identify to begin with. If the skin is totally, if we're not able to, or there are no tattoos and fingerprints, then we do go on to dental records. And
yes.
Then after that, it's DNA.
DNA, wow. So you have to, but if you don't have any DNA on file, or you have to kind of, yeah, how would you create? If you don't, you create a profile and then you hope that there's something in a database that matches?
Yes, the BCI has a missing persons bureau, and they have been hooked up to many agencies throughout the United States. So we send the DNA to them, and they work on it based on all the databases throughout the United States.
What does BCI stand for again?
Bureau of Criminal Investigation.
I was going to say that, but yep. I thought if I guess wrong, I'm going to sound silly. Bureau of Criminal Investigation. That would have been my guess. So, all right. Now, I've heard that in a fire that a person must close their mouth right before they go unconscious because sometimes the gums are still almost pink. Is that true?
Yeah. I'm
not familiar with that?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day.
Uh-oh.
And so you may want to remember that aside from tattoos, dental records are pretty important in identifying a person. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and if you didn't already know, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, the question is, what is the coroner's most valuable tool in identifying a victim that died in a fire aside from tattoos? And is it A, fingerprints, B, height, weight, and hair color, or C, dental records? All right, the winner receives free flowers. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have on the line with us Sarah, Erica, Cynthia, and Judy. And Dr. Ortiz, pick a number between 1 and 4, please.
Well, let's go for 3.
With 3, that would be Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for listening, first of all. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
It was dental records.
That's right. That's right. Did you know that thing about the tattoos, that this kind of overtaking dental records?
I did.
You did? Okay. Hey, what do you do for a living?
I work for a medical supply company.
Okay. All right. So you go into the doctor's offices. Got it. Yeah, we have supply rep and dental, too, so it's fun. But thanks so much for tuning in, and stay on the line because we need to get that information to the florist, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And in the studio with me is Franklin County Coroner Dr. Anahi Ortiz. We're talking about the important work that she does. And in looking at her bio and in looking at things that are important to her, I'm very impressed by the fact that it's not just what I thought, which was identifying bodies and that sort of thing. You're also, well, I have to ask you, because you're a pediatrician or were for several years, is it especially hard when you have a child victim? Do you find that really disconcerting?
Yes. Yes.
More so than, yeah. How do you deal with that?
I actually make sure that I try and view the autopsy of the children. I don't perform the autopsies. I have four forensic pathologists who do the autopsies, but I feel as if I need to be a witness, and I usually try and attend all the children's.
Okay. Okay. Very, very solemn part of the job, but it kind of goes with the territory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in March, you instituted the Franklin County Drug Overdose Initiative. Tell me about that.
I was approached not very long after I was appointed coroner by one of my pathologists who had been noticing just from doing autopsies that we had more and more overdose deaths. And he wanted to see if there was a way. He had worked for Cuyahoga County before, and they had instituted a drug overdose review in 2013, I believe. So I reviewed the records and started working on it in March, invited many of the agencies in Franklin County that work with addiction and overdoses, for example, the sheriff's office, the Columbus Police Department, Probation's Corps, Public Defender, Prosecutor's Office, Mary Haven, Adam H., Health Departments, many, many agencies. I invited them to come together to review, starting in 2014, all the overdose deaths, and trying to glean from that any consistencies that we can use to help us prevent, essentially, to help us cut down on the overdose deaths.
Okay. Boy, you brought everybody together. You named agencies. I recognize most of them, but not all of them. And again, that's wonderful that you're working to kind of put yourself out of business, because it would be wonderful if the coroner just had nothing to do, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Not that we want you out of a job, but it's got to be a terrible thing that not just every day, but multiple times each day, bodies are brought in, right?
Yes, especially during the holidays, we've been pretty busy since the week of Thanksgiving. It hasn't let up.
Wow,
really?
Huh. Mm-hmm. What? I wonder what it is about the holidays. It's supposed to be a happy time.
Not for many people.
Not for many people.
Yeah.
It reinforces the fact that they're not sharing in the wealth and happiness, I guess, and stability that most of us take for granted. And are there suicides or people just robbing other people? And
it's suicides, it's overdoses, it's not, the homicides have stayed about stable in terms of rate, but accidents, you wouldn't
okay.
believe how many of these motor vehicle accidents are due to intoxications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and I see the statistic, they have these electronic billboards now, the highway department does, that says the number of traffic deaths in Ohio is now just approaching 1,000, and it's up about 14% from last year. And that's weird, because we have airbags just about in every car now. It used to be just the high-end expensive cars had them, and now you have the curtain airbags, and yet people are still dying. We had the trucker on 71, an accident on 71 that just passed away. You didn't used to hear of truckers dying. It used to be like there'd be an accident, the trucker was fine, but somebody in the car was injured fatally.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like it's trucks as well. Anyway, I know something else that you're interested in and involved in, and that is being on the board of Lifeline of Ohio. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about that, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile here with Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Ortiz, the Franklin County Coroner, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Burn my glasses.
Till I forget your smile. Ooh, yeah. Till I forget your smile.
All right, welcome back to The Reasons We Smile. I'm here with Dr. Ortiz, the Franklin County Coroner. And as I mentioned before the break, you are on the board of Lifeline of Ohio, an organization that recovers life-saving organs. So I'm curious, as the coroner, what steps do you take or how does your procedure change if there are organs suitable for transplant?
We don't change our procedure as much as we work closely with the different recovery organizations. So we do work with Lifeline and we work with Central Ohio Lions Eye Bank. And they are contacted or they contact us on a daily basis. They sit in our rounds to see what decedents have come in that day and what time they came in to see if they are able to recover organs.
Okay. And if you don't know who the person is, are you able to do that?
No.
Okay. Only once you know who it is. So that means every day there are vital organs that could have been used, but we don't know if we have permission yet, so you can't.
Yeah. Exactly. They need next of kin permission and information before they can do that.
Okay. Now, once you identify them, though, you can quickly find out if they're a donor, and right, because there's a registry through through driver's licenses?
Yes, exactly. That, and then also get the next of kin if they are not a donor to see if they would be willing to donate.
Tell me what organs can be donated from what essentially is a cadaver, so you don't still have to be alive to donate certain organs. And you mentioned one, which is the cornea transplants. Mm-hmm. Any other?
They use, it's amazing, I didn't know before I came to the decision how much they use. They use knees, long bones, heart valves.
Just the valve.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, instead of a pig valve, you can have a human valve.
Yes.
Okay, which is more suitable, of course.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And so to hear that you're involved in that makes the coroner's office seem that more human and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Is that something that you're trying to do purposely?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Now, what do you have coming up? I noticed that we're not out of time, but we will be soon enough. So what do you have coming up in the future? What are your plans for the coroner's office?
In March of 2016, we have planned a huge summit to bring together Franklin County community agencies involved in addiction so that we can learn from each other and come up with a community action plan to combat the opiate crisis that we have here in Franklin County.
Now, it was cutting back on the opiates being so available that has now brought the heroin addiction to the forefront. And I have to tell you, I struggle with were we better off when it was just grandma's pills from her medicine cabinet rather than heroin, which we don't know who makes that and what quality control there is, and it seems like it's so much more addictive, maybe I'm wrong, than say somebody getting a couple Lortab or a Percocet or something from somebody's medicine cabinet. What do you think about that?
It's still addictive.
It's still addictive, but that seems like the heroin is so much worse.
In terms of it's probably a quicker addiction.
Quicker addiction and easier to overdose because you don't know the amount you're taking because there's no quality control when
exactly.
It's made.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like we've traded one problem for another. I know they're both problems and they both need solved, but so far we haven't really solved anything, have we?
No, we haven't. I was talking to the Ohio Medical Board person after one of our meetings, and the Pharmacy Board person who was at my meeting, and they were saying that they feel this is just, we haven't even gotten to the crest of the wave because we're squeezing the physicians,
yes,
who are prescribing,
right?
So they're cutting down on that, and they're fining them, and they're penalizing them. So now people are going to the heroin,
right?
And as they squeeze the physicians, more people are going straight into the heroin,
right?
So.
And it's us dentists too. It's very difficult to prescribe medication. So when I do a surgery, but the person is already on some pain pills for their back, I'm not really allowed to prescribe them anymore. And then their physician, then they run out sooner, and then their physician's in a position of having to try to get a refill sooner, and the pharmacists are not so willing to do that, and it's become kind of an issue. But at least we know that we're working on it, and at some point we'll probably have it figured out, I hope, in our lifetime. Now, I know you're not able to always identify a body, so what happens then?
If we can't do it through our usual methods, including dental, we use BCI, we send DNA, and that is looked at throughout the United States. Many, many times through their agency, we are able to identify. I think we only have maybe one case in our back room that has not been identified. So eventually they would receive indigent burial.
Indigent burial?
Mm-hmm.
In some place that you know in case you ever need to exhume, or is it just an indigent burial and it's done?
It's right. It's either indigent burial or cremation.
Okay.
So that is, we take specimens. So,
okay.
And their DNA would have been sent already, and we have all the specimens.
Got it. There's no need then to keep the remains because you have everything you need.
Right. And for example, this one case we have, I mean, it's a year old. It's not as if we just, you know, a week later, go for it. We wait quite a while before and try every single method we can.
Okay. That's neat. It's nice to know because you just don't know. It could be us someday. We could be, you know, abducted and dumped in a woods and not even found for 30 years. But our loved ones would want to know, you know, where we are. Wow. Now, and that reminds me, I think it'd be so cool to actually come and take a tour and see what happens at the coroner's office from when a body's first brought in to, you know, the autopsies are over there to what happens, like we just talked about, you have a spot where you keep somebody that you haven't been able to identify. You think we could arrange maybe a tour? We could do like an interview tour?
Sure.
Okay.
We actually offer, you know, to select agencies, we offer a special tour where you get to meet the different members of my team, of the team at the coroner's office, then get a tour. And we kind of turn it back around and ask your agency to talk with us about what you do. So we've had BCI come over.
Oh, okay.
We've had EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, come over. We've had the public affairs team from the commissioner's office come over.
Cool. So, we'll just pretend I'm one of them.
Okay.
I can be an honorary member of one of them. Thank you so much for getting up and being on my show, Dr. Ortiz. This is really wonderful, and I do want to set up that tour. So, hey, we are almost out of time. In fact, we are out of time. Tune in next week where we're going to be on a tour of the Nationwide Children's Hospital Outpatient Children's Dental Clinic. That's something of interest to you. Really cool place to be, and it should be a great show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and visit my office Facebook page. And don't forget to buy your 2016 Win with Rotary calendar, 262-9588. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.